KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 15 months after the Hamas sneak attack that unleashed Israel's fury on Gaza, Israel's cabinet approved the three-phase ceasefire hostage release deal. It should take effect on Sunday.
Part one, we'll see a ceasefire, the withdrawal of Israeli troops from populated areas, and the gradual release of 33 hostages over a six-week period, including Americans Sagi Dekel-Chen and Keith Siegel, in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners.
ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv. Voting 9-0, the Supreme Court upheld federal law requiring TikTok's Chinese owners to sell to a U.S.-approved entity or face being banned in the U.S. It takes effect Sunday, President Biden leaving it to his successor to deal with. The Justice Department and Sangamon County, Illinois sheriff announced a deal in last summer's killing of Sonia Massey, shot dead in her own home by a deputy after she had called for assistance. This is ABC News. The Justice Department issued a scathing report on the Louisiana State Police. ABC's Dave Packer has the story.
Federal investigators are accusing Louisiana State Police of widespread misconduct, including excessive force and misuse of stun guns. A new report says troopers often used force without warning, even on restrained individuals, creating a serious risk of harm to the public. The findings follow an investigation into Ronald Green's 2019 death, where officers beat and stunned him after a high-speed chase. In a statement, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry and Attorney General Liz Merle pushing back, calling the report an effort by the DOJ to push a political agenda. Dave Packer, ABC News.
As he delivered his farewell address at Fort Myer, Virginia, outgoing Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin waxed humorous.
This is actually my second ceremony retiring from the Department of Defense. And over the past 4 years, my wife Charlene has repeatedly pointed out to me that I failed retirement.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Bucks bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks have won 4 of their last 5 games. They host the Raptors tonight. Now, they beat the Magic on Wednesday. On Tuesday, they ended the Kings' 7-game winning streak. But on Sunday, they got blown out by the Knicks. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Tonight, I thought we were high energy. The other night, we had no energy. The good part of that is it makes you know you can play against anybody. The bad part of that is if you don't have it, you can lose against anybody, and we've shown that too much.
Baseball players and coaches remembering Bob Uecker, who died after a battle with lung cancer. I asked Ryan Braun if he relied on Uecker as a confidant and friend.
Yeah, I think it always felt like a safe space when you were having a conversation with him. He was almost like a team psychiatrist or psychologist where you knew that you could talk to him about anything, you could fully trust him, you valued his feedback and his opinion, and you knew that anything that you shared, you could trust that he was going to do right by you.
That's former Brewer Ryan Braun. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The third installment of the 28 Days franchise, titled 28 Years Later, opens in June 2025. Sources say despite the new chapter's $75 million budget, part of the new film was shot on an iPhone 15. This would make 28 Years Later the most expensive film ever to use smartphone technology, at least for cinematic purposes. We've come a long way since movies used to use flip phones. Just a little over a year ago, in late 2023, Norman Lear was being praised by everyone in Hollywood after his death at 101 years old. But Sally Struthers, who played Gloria on All in the Family, says that she was not a huge fan of Lear. During a recent appearance on the Let's Talk About That podcast, the two-time Emmy winner says Lear told her she was only cast because she had blue eyes and a fat face like Carol O'Connor, who played her father, Archie Bunker, on the show. Words hurt, even with two Emmys and a big bank account. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few flurries, low near 2 above, wind chill to 15 below, and windy tonight. Partly sunny, highs only 0 to 5 tomorrow, blustery, and wind chills well below zero. Partly cloudy, only 5 below Sunday, wind chills 20 to 30 below. Currently it's 26.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, more studies show men are lonely. Why is that? What can be done? Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all
radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
A kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by JS Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Well, yesterday, Haley, I had trouble talking, and I think I'm doing a little better today. So we should have a really groovy segment right here. A lot going on. Hey, you know, I always like talking about this is our ninth season, and I know you've been with us a couple years. How have you liked working on all these Native issues and all these guests we've had over the years?
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for asking that. It's been honestly such a pleasure to be on Native Roots Radio, have a platform where we get to amplify so many Native voices, not only in the Twin Cities area, but in all of like our tribal, 11 tribal areas in the state and around Turtle Island. And I've learned so much and been able to connect with a lot of different organizations and use a lot of the resources as well, just by learning from this show and be able to connect more to my culture and more to my self-identity as well. So it's been a great journey, and I'm happy we're on our ninth season. Let's make it to the 10th one.
Yeah, that's a good goal. I like goals. That's a good goal. Yeah, it's great to have you on. I've had a great line of producers, and you are definitely right up there with the top three. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, Dega. And it's fun because I get to work with my Dega, with my uncle. And I know like a lot of people may be like, oh, you want to work with your family. But it's like, we didn't know each other our whole lives, or like, I didn't, you know, have you around growing up. So this time to be able to talk every day and work together is more than just a job for me too.
Wow. Thank you so much. And I feel the exact same way. That was really put well. I feel like though I've known you forever, and that we are a great team here. And as everyone probably knows that listens to the show, Haley produces the show and gets the guests and wrangles me in there and rolls her eyes when I can't read the right question in the right way. We just had that happen a few times this week. I do that just to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, make sure I'm listening for sure. Yeah, well, I've had people in community who are like, oh, you and your uncle get along so well. You guys are so funny together. You must, you know, have always been that way. And I'm like, no, I've only known Robert for a few years. And they're like, right. Totally can't believe it.
Yeah. Well, and that's something to say too. Haley, what I want to embarrass you for a second, but was looking for a producer and knew you had the experience from your college days. Mm-hmm. And I remember it's like, all right, we got, you know, Haley here. And I think Zoe was helping you.
Yeah, she was.
Helping you learn how to produce and whatnot. Yeah. And then I remember you drawing the line in the sand saying, well, I'm not going to be on air ever.
I know. I was like, Dega, I don't want to talk. I was like, I don't want to talk, even though it's a talk radio show.
Right. You were signing there the first week or so.
I'm just background position. Yeah. But no, this is fun.
Yeah, definitely. And what you were saying about learning so much, I learned so much because we got to remember it's a double-edged sword here for us in the Twin Cities because we have so many other nations that are represented. We have mm-hmm. 78,000, just in the Twin Cities, 78,000 Native Americans from over 110 tribes that are existing here in the Twin Cities. And but we also want to separate ourselves, too, and not do the pan-Indian thing like, you know, hey, let's have a dream catcher. And it's like, no, dream catchers are for Ojibwe and, you know, those things. And so I've learned a lot over the years. And I was glad to hear you say that because I sure the heck have. And we came mm-hmm. in here starting with the fight for clean water with the Standing Rock situation. And that's why we started the show, to support Standing Rock and the No Dapple. And it's just mm-hmm. turned into everything. We've had people from Reservation Dogs on to politicians, to vice presidents' husbands, to comedians, to musicians. And
yeah,
it's just been I couldn't be more happy with what we do here and how we support our community.
Yeah, and really just amplifying not just, you know, one certain group of natives' perspective, but everyone's. And, you know, that could be like woodland tribes areas, or we could be, you know, the Southwest areas tribes. Like, we're all a little different and we have different things. But when we can come together and share our similarities and differences, even though we're all Indigenous people, I think that makes us stronger as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we definitely, you know, I don't know. I'm just really excited because in the other sense, too, we're all related. And I was telling my Weeha, Jelaine, today that, we were in New York and we went to this play and it was a one person, one native play. It was this lady telling her story about being Native American and being brought up in an Italian neighborhood in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun, but her daughter introduced her and her daughter said, I'm this, that, and Ho-Chunk. And I was like, well, Ho-Chunks are everywhere, even out in the East Coast. It was just funny because we all are related.
Yeah. And that's cool about like sharing each other's stories and being able to be in spaces together where we're celebrating Indigenous art and stories and culture. I think that's, you know, it's a great time to be Indigenous. I really think that. And there's really been no better time. And it's kind of like an era where we're celebrating who we are now. We're celebrating our art and not only for ourselves, but, you know, allies are noticing too, and they're helping us in our issues that we care about as well. And, you know, just with that is more strength in itself.
Right. And it's, you know, not only are we learning, but our listeners are learning and our white allies are learning. And that's a really good thing because as we talk about all the time, these things that Native Americans deal with is never taught and are rarely taught in school. Hey, I have a quick question. I know we have like a minute or so left. There's a big group of people, Native Americans, that are on TikTok. And, you know, we're going to have a guest on in a week or so that has some really great things that he says on TikTok, a young warrior. But there's a native side of TikTok that is going to be really missed. And it is a lot of education. It is, you know, at one time, 1 minute, 90 seconds, and then now 3 minutes of video and content out there. And I'm going to miss that. And I watched my TikToks of certain authors and certain Native Americans, people that are falling. And I know the Supreme Court just came up with the, you know, supporting the getting rid of TikTok. And so that's kind of a sad deal, because I feel like, you know, Facebook and Google and all those other people are spying on you too. So I don't know. How do you feel about TikTok leaving?
I don't know. I don't know how fast or quickly it's going to go away. I kind of heard that they were going to stop updating it and it'll kind of glitch out and disappear from there. But one thing I saw on Facebook, which is kind of ironic, someone said TikTok should be available on reservations since we are sovereign nations. And I kind of thought, well, that would make sense, right?
Yeah, if it worked that way, if we really were, you know, sovereign. And so we are a sovereign nation, but we aren't treated that way in many times. And so that's a good point, but it's also, I don't know, it's pretty gray zone for the governments, and especially with the president, the new president being brought on. We're going to be not worrying about TikTok so much, but worrying about our sovereignty.
Yeah, for real. That's a good point.
Yeah. So, hey. Shout out to everybody. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us. Wanda said, stay with us. Hoa.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Even though we're already into 2025, it's always the right time to support AM 950. The AM 950 2025 calendar is here, featuring photos I took around Minnesota and important progressive dates. Members that sign up for a one-time $30 membership will receive a 2025 AM 950 calendar as a thank you. Make a one-time $100 donation, you'll get the AM 950 calendar and a signed copy of Tom Hartman's latest book as a thank you. Hurry, the thank yous are running low. Go to am950radio.com for details on the membership. Thank you so much for supporting AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Spring and summer is the right time to install your fireplace. Find your perfect fireplace and have it installed and ready before the cold weather hits again. If you already have a wood fireplace, consider a fireplace insert or check out the entire selection at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces on East Franklin and Riverside in Minneapolis. It will transform your inefficient fireplace into a reliable, environmentally smart heating system.
This is Peter Solak, owner of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Have you ever watched your dog or cat curl up in front of a fire? It's primordial, the way it touches both the animal and the human. We know that fire reaches deep into the heart and soul. Let us show you how. We have over 35 working units on display here in Minneapolis. We are located at the east end of Riverside Avenue at 2901 East Franklin. From I-94, take the Riverside Avenue exit. Find us also online at woodlandstoves.com. Let us help you make a fireplace part of your life.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 15 months after the Hamas sneak attack that unleashed Israel's fury on Gaza, Israel's cabinet approved the three-phase ceasefire hostage release deal. It should take effect on Sunday.
Part one, we'll see a ceasefire, the withdrawal of Israeli troops from populated areas, and the gradual release of 33 hostages over a six-week period, including Americans Sagi Dekel-Chen and Keith Siegel, in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners.
ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv. Voting 9-0, the Supreme Court upheld federal law requiring TikTok's Chinese owners to sell to a U.S.-approved entity or face being banned in the U.S. It takes effect Sunday, President Biden leaving it to his successor to deal with. The Justice Department and Sangamon County, Illinois sheriff announced a deal in last summer's killing of Sonia Massey, shot dead in her own home by a deputy after she had called for assistance. This is ABC News.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks have won four of their last five games. They host the Raptors tonight. Now, they beat the Magic on Wednesday. On Tuesday, they ended the Kings' seven-game winning streak. But on Sunday, they got blown out by the Knicks. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Tonight, I thought we were high energy. The other night, we had no energy. The good part of that is it makes you know you can play against anybody. The bad part of that is if you don't have it, you can lose against anybody, and we've shown that too much.
Baseball players and coaches remembering Bob Uecker, who died after a battle with lung cancer. I asked Ryan Braun if he relied on Uecker as a confidant and friend.
Yeah, I think it always felt like a safe space when you were having a conversation with him. He was almost like a team psychiatrist or psychologist where you knew that you could talk to him about anything, you could fully trust him, you valued his feedback and his opinion, and you knew that anything that you shared, you could trust that he was going to do right by you.
That's former Brewer Ryan Braun. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hollywood is still mourning the loss of director David Lynch. Tributes have inundated social media the last several days for the Oscar-nominated creative force behind Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, Lost Highway, The Elephant Man, and The Straight Story. Lynch's colleagues are also paying tribute. Sopranos creator David Chase says no one who creates a long-form drama on TV was not influenced by Lynch's iconic Twin Peaks. Lynch was a one-time Wisconsin resident and passed away last Thursday at the age of 78. Speaking of Lynch, actor Kyle MacLachlan says he owes his entire career to David Lynch. The director cast the now 65-year-old actor in Blue Velvet and also made him the lead actor in Twin Peaks. MacLachlan called David Lynch the most authentically alive person he's ever known. That is some serious praise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few flurries, low near 2 above, wind chill to 15 below, and windy tonight. Partly sunny, highs only 0 to 5 tomorrow, blustery, and wind chills well below 0. Partly cloudy, only 5 below Sunday, wind chills 20 to 30 below. Currently it's 26.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days.
Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going bumping, 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 bumping?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome one of Wisconsin's very own, comedian Tom Clark. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and I discuss award season. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition. Hey, it's producer Haley here, just checking in before our weekly update from Minnesota State Senator Mary Kunish. I want to shout out NAC, one of our great sponsors. They will be closed Monday, January 20th in observation of Martin Luther King Day. As well as Little Earth Residents Association will also be closed on January 20th, as well as the Minneapolis American Indian Center, and they will be reopening on the 21st following on Tuesday. I would double check a lot of other organizations and places that may be observing that day as well, and will not have their usual hours. Up next here, we have part one update from Minnesota State Senator Mary Kunish as they start their session of 2025 here in the Minnesota State Legislature the first week. Let's hear how it went. Here's Mary Kunish.
It is State Senator Mary Kunish from Minnesota here. I represent the District of 39, which are the communities of St. Anthony Village, New Brighton, Columbia Heights and Hilltop, Spring Lake Park, and Fridley. And I can tell you we have successfully completed the very first week of the state legislature here in Minnesota. And if you are not paying attention, I'll give you a little rundown, but I think most people have been hearing about the turmoil that we have here at our state capitol when it comes to the legislature. And it really kind of comes down to the closeness of both bodies, the House and the Senate. After this past November election, the Minnesota Senate was successful in retaining the majority of just one person because we had a special election to replace Senator Kelly Morrison, who went on to Congress. And we were fortunate to bring back our very good friend, Ann Johnson Stewart, who served 2 years in the Senate, then was redistricted out and now is elected back into the Minnesota Senate. So we welcome Senator Ann Johnson Stewart back to the Senate. In the House, it's a little bit different because by the end of the election, it was a tie for Democrats and Republicans. But unfortunately, there was a question around residency of one of the Democrats. And that was, he was found to not be a legitimate resident of the district he was elected to, so he stepped down. We also have the question of, well, we don't have the question of it, but GOP has the question of the legitimacy of the election with Representative Tepke down in the Shakopee area. He won, and then there were a number of like 20 ballots that were thrown away and they were retrieved successfully and it was determined that he was indeed the winner. The GOP says no, he was not, and they are calling for a special election in that seat. So in the meantime, the Senate has negotiated a leadership sharing a plan until we can replace the Senate member for District 60, our very, very dear Senator, Senator Carrie Dietzick passed away in December, and we are now in the midst of a special election. This past week, there was a primary election in Northeast Minneapolis, and from that primary, Democrat Doran Clark was successful in receiving the most votes, so he will go on to the special election on January 28th. And then, in the Republicans, Abigail Walters also prevailed. So those two will go into a special election on January 28th. It is a strong Democrat district, Northeast Minneapolis, a wonderful community built on the backs of immigrants who came over to the Twin Cities and worked in the flour mills, in the factories, in building Minneapolis and St. Paul what they are today. And it still continues to be a strong community of ethnic cultures and community members, as well as a really strong blue collar kind of community. And so we really mourn the passing of Senator Carrie Dietzick, but look forward to hopefully bringing back the majority in the Senate as Democrats. And as I said, the Democrats were able to negotiate a power sharing agreement with the between the Democrats and the Republicans. And I really have to tip my hat to our leader, Aaron Murphy, who and our senior members in our caucus who worked so hard to negotiate with our GOP members. The GOP members came to the negotiating table in good faith with the shared, the shared goal of being able to represent our caucuses, whether they're GOP or Democrat in the Minnesota Senate. And so we have been able to begin our session in the Senate, co-sharing a lot of the decision-making, and especially within our committees. So, for example, I am the chair of Education Finance. I've been the chair for the last 2 years, and I will be co-chairing with GOP member Senator Rarick. And we've worked out a very amenable schedule where I will chair one hearing and the next hearing will be Senator Rarick, and we'll go back and forth. We talked about the bills that we'd like to bring forward and came up with a really good agreement. So I'm actually looking forward to this exercise in collaboration and co-governing, basically. I mean, I don't know when I've ever had this kind of an experience. I don't know that any other legislator, unless you were a legislator back in the 1970s, had this opportunity. But in the Senate, we are very much determined to ensure that we can do the work for the country, or for the state, for our communities, for our caucus as well. It's a different story over in the Minnesota House. So right now there's actually a court hearing that our state Supreme Court is hearing, because when Secretary of State Steve Simon went into the House to open up the session for the House, you have to have a quorum. And it was determined that the quorum, it did not meet the level of quorum. And so he said that, and I'm talking about Secretary of State Simon, he said that that he is still the presiding officer in the Minnesota House, even though our GOP House members elected their leader, Lisa Demuth, to the position. And he asked the court to back his position that 68 members are needed for a quorum, as it is in the Constitution. And without that 68-member quorum, they cannot conduct any official business in the House chamber. He said that, again, Secretary Steve Simon reminds us that the House lacked the constitutionality that is required for quorum on January 14th, and therefore Representative Demuth has not properly been elected to the Speaker, and the House cannot transact business. And so our Democrat House members are basically not showing up because they do not they recognize that quorum was not met. And they are working diligently and hard in their own districts and across the state to work with their constituents and the people that have issues they'd like to bring forward. And until the hearing from the Supreme Court, I think that'll come on Tuesday, is cited, our House members, DFL House members, are working outside of the complex while the GOP members are basically unauthorized trying to get some things done. So it is a very quote-unquote interesting time in the Minnesota legislatures, and I'm confident we'll sort it out. It's really important that we meet the needs of our communities, and every single one of us take our election certificate very seriously. And so we will continue that work, and I can share a little bit more. I think we have to take a break right now, but I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Perfect, Mary. You're a pro. Thank you.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will cover the inauguration in Washington, D.C., and also talk about who the next civil rights leader might be for Martin Luther King Day. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCF, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 15 months after the Hamas sneak attack that unleashed Israel's fury on Gaza, Israel's cabinet approved the three-phase ceasefire hostage release deal. It should take effect on Sunday.
Part one, we'll see a ceasefire, the withdrawal of Israeli troops from populated areas, and the gradual release of 33 hostages over a six-week period, including Americans Sagi Dekel Chen and Keith Siegel, in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners.
ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv. Voting 9-0, the Supreme Court upheld federal law requiring TikTok's Chinese owners to sell to a U.S.-approved entity or face being banned in the U.S. It takes effect Sunday, President Biden leaving it to his successor to deal with. The Justice Department and Sangamon County, Illinois sheriff announced a deal in last summer's killing of Sonia Massey, shot dead in her own home by a deputy after she had called for assistance. This is ABC News.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known: a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbush Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina, yes, can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da bubba da
bubba? Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back. The Todd Allbush Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known: a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all. In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it?
I mean, things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want.